Good morning, it's AM Tampa Bay with an argosy of information and entertainment. Jack, Aaron, Natalie, and Katie, and it's 6:42, and joining us right now is Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert. And Jay, we wrapped up the week in what looked like a pretty good fashion.
Expected fashion, in an unexpected fashion as well, Jack. We had the jobs report was coming out, as we knew, on Friday, and the debate among analysts was, you know, how many jobs the economy lost, not whether or not it was a plus or minus, just how many were lost. So when the report comes out showing 2.5 million jobs added, that's what led the Dow on Friday to climb 3.5%, 829 points. We're back over 27,100 right now on the Dow.
Wow.
NASDAQ just shy of its record. The Dow, 9% away from the 29,500 level, which, again, the speed of this is really caught a lot of people off guard. Now, of course, our friends at CNN, they quickly came out saying it's too early to celebrate. But I tell you, when I see 2.5 million jobs being added to this economy and states starting to reopen, I will certainly start to celebrate.
Boy, I agree 100%.
Did we miss out, Jay? Did we miss out on the airline stocks? What did I miss out on?
Aaron, since you brought this up, I will say that when I indicated last month the exchange-traded fund that had all the airline major stocks in it was JETS. And Aaron said, you don't do anything that has jets in it. But, you know, at the time, it was $12 a share. It's now up 75% this morning to $21. So, you know, it has gone up quite a bit. But look, all the airline stocks last week shot up quite a bit. And when you look at American Airlines saying that, you know, in April they operated 20% of their fleet, but now in July they're going to operate 50% of their fleet as far as their schedule, the number of flights to operate. It really just was, again, another dose of great news for the airlines. And American Airlines last month, their stock was $8 a share. It's over 20 now. Delta Airlines was down to $17.51 last month, up to $34 a share now. In Spirit, good Lord, last month, $7 a share, now trading over $23 a share. So, yeah, the airline stocks have seen a significant and strong rebound. And that Jets one was one that a lot of people jumped in on and made a couple of dollars. Of course, now they're wondering when they should sell, and that's the problem. Anytime you buy a security, you're supposed to know when you're going to exit one way or another so that you can just take your profit and go.
I guess the markets are impacted by the COVID-19 and not so much by all of the protesting and the violence and things like that we've had.
Jack, we're not yet seeing a correlation between an adverse impact on the market and the riots. Certainly, the riots are getting a lot of attention. They're getting a lot of headlines. It's kind of the topic of the moment. Social distancing has gone right out the window with all of this. But the bottom line is, until it reaches another level, it's not really going to impact the markets as we would think. Now, the tropical storm coming off the Gulf Coast is something that certainly is going to get a lot of attention. In the idea of how much damage might this cause and the impact of the insurance companies. But again, that's going to be baked into the market as well. But right now, we're not at a point where the riots are having a negative impact on the markets. Obviously, if things escalated beyond, you know, well beyond where they're at this point, we could start to see some sort of a you know, adverse impact on Wall Street. But right now, we're just not seeing it. And when you look at how Wall Street continues to, you know, fuel this optimism, which is going on right now. The idea is, okay, how much longer can it run? And, you know, as we're looking at the markets this morning, the Dow futures are up another 164 points. So it looks like, at least from the opening bell standpoint, we're going to pick up where we left off on Friday, and that's certainly very good news.
Well, it certainly is. Well, Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert and aviation expert, daytradefund.com is where you'll find them, and we'll talk to you later.
Always look forward to it, Jack. Thank you much.